Evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 24th February 2021. Top stories for today. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin was the first to be inoculated by the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, marking the first shot in the massive national immunization program, which rolls out today. The Kuala Lumpur High Court extends order to suspend the Malaysian government's deportation of the remainder of the original 1,200 Myanmar nationals named in a lawsuit until 9th of March. The High Court will first decide on the application for leave for judicial review before deciding whether to ask for an explanation on the deportation move involving 1,086 Myanmar nationals yesterday. Policeman Muhammad Iqbal Fakhruddin Roslan claimed trial at the Ipoh Sessions Court to abetting with his fugitive wife Siti Aisha Muhammad Amir, a human resource executive managing the payment of salaries to non-executive employees at Hovit Berhad, with a fraudulent misuse of more than 263,000 ringgit belonging to the company between May 2018 and June 2020. He pleaded not guilty to all 25 charges. On the international front, US President Joe Biden said that he and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau agreed to work toward achieving net zero emissions by 2050. European Union government leaders will agree on Thursday to maintain curbs on non-essential travel within the EU, despite the bloc's executive asking six countries to ease border restrictions. Meanwhile, regional Japanese governments have requested emergency pandemic measures to be lifted ahead of the March 7 scheduled as new COVID-19 cases trend lower, adding the government will seek expert views before agreeing. India says mutated versions of coronavirus were not responsible for an upsurge in cases in two states, a potential relief for a country where mask wearing and social distancing have largely disappeared. A North Korea defector wore a diving suit and fins during a daring six-hour swim around the demilitarized zone and was caught only after apparently falling asleep. Over more than 3 hours, surveillance cameras caught him 8 times, audible alarms sounding twice, but border guards did not notice. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.